So let's review. Be'ez Hashem, we begin Masechtas Yevamos. The Mishnah begins by teaching that not only is a woman who is an heir to the Yavam, her deceased husband's brother, Pater from Yibam, but so is her co-wife, Tzara, as well as the co-wife's future co-wife. Zok the Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, Paitres Tzareisehen, V'Tzares Tzareisehen, Min HaChalitza U'min HaYibam, Ad Seif Olam. 15 Arayis, who are themselves Pater from Yibam, are also exempt their co-wives from Yibam. The first one is Bitoy. The case is as follows. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Shimon married Reuven's daughter, Sarah. Shimon also has another wife, Rivka. The two wives are considered a tzara to each other, being that they both seek the attention of their shared husband. If Shimon dies without leaving any children, Sarah and Rivka fall for Yibam. One of Shimon's brothers must marry one of them. Now, being that Sarah is the daughter of Reuven, not only can Reuven not be meyabim Sarah because she's an heir to him, but he also cannot be meyabim Rivka her tzara. However, since Sarah is not related to Levi, the other brother, both she and her tzara fall for Yibam to him, and Levi needs to marry one of them. If Levi went ahead and married Rivka, and he also had another unrelated wife, Rachel, and then died without leaving any children, both Rivka and Rachel are exempt from Yibam, since the only other brother left is Reuven, and Rivka was already previously exempt from him as a tzara of Sarah, Reuven's daughter, and forever remains usher to him as Eshesach. Therefore, her tzara, that is Rachel, referred to in the Mishnah as Tzaras Tzareisehen, is now also exempt from Yibam as a Tzaras Erva. The next eight cases in the Mishnah follow a similar pattern, where Shimon married Sarah, his brother Reuven's Erva, with the only difference being in how Sarah is an Erva to Reuven. 2 and 3, Bas Bitoy or Bas Benoy. Sarah is an Erva to Reuven either because her mother or father is Reuven's child. In other words, she's his granddaughter. 4, Bas Ishtoy. Sarah is an erva to Reuven because her mother is Reuven's wife. 5 and 6. And in the case of Bas Beno Shel Ishtoy or Bas Bito Shel Ishtoy, Sarah is an erva to Reuven because either her mother's mother or father's mother, her grandmother, is Reuven's wife. 7. Chamoisei. Sarah is an erva to Reuven because she is the mother of Reuven's wife. She's his mother-in-law. 8 and 9. Eim Chamoisei or Eim Chamov. Sarah is an erva to Reuven because she is the mother of either Reuven's mother-in-law or Reuven's father-in-law. In all the above cases, if Shimon dies without leaving any children, either Sarah or Rivka fall for Yibam, and one of them must marry one of their husband's brothers. Now, being that Sarah is an erva to Reuven, not only can Reuven not be meyabim Sarah because she's an erva to him, but he also cannot be meyabim Rivka her Sarah. The tenth case in the Mishnah is Achoisei Me'imai. In this case, Avram, who had a son Reuven from a previous marriage, married Sarah, who had a daughter Leah, from a previous marriage. Together they had a son Shimon. If Reuven married Leah, who is unrelated to him, and later died without any children, Shimon cannot be meyabim Leah, because she is Achoisei Me'imai, his maternal sister. The 11th case in the Mishnah is Achoisei Me'imai. This too is a case where Avram, who had a son Reuven, from a previous marriage married Sarah, and together they had a son, Shimon. If Reuven married Leah, Sarah's sister who is unrelated to him, and later died without any children, Shimon cannot be meyabim Leah because she is Achoisei Me'imai, his mother's sister. In the 12th case of Achoisei Ishtoy, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. If Reuven died without any children, Shimon cannot be meyabim Rachel because she is Achoisei Ishtoy, his wife's sister. Case number 13 is Eishes Achiv Me'imai. Avram, who has a son Reuven, marries Sarah, who has a son Levi, both from a previous marriage, and together have a son Shimon. Levi marries Leah, an unrelated woman, and then divorces her or dies. There is no issue of Yibam at this point. Reuven, who is not related to Levi, may marry Leah, because she is not Eishes Achiv, and he then dies without leaving any children. Shimon cannot be meyabim Leah because she is Eishes Achiv Me'imai from Levi, his maternal brother. Although Yibam usually overrides the Isser Eishes Ach, however Yibam only overrides the Isser Eishes Ach of the brother who is the cause of Mitzvah's Yibam, in this case Reuven, but Yibam does not override an Isser Eishes Ach of another brother, in this case Levi. The 14th case is Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayu Bo'ilamai. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuben, who is married to Sarah, died without leaving any children. Levi, a third brother, is then born. Levi cannot be Meyab Sarah, since Reuben and Levi were not alive in this world together. Therefore, if Shimon was Meyab Sarah as required, and then dies without leaving any children, Levi still cannot be Meyab Sarah, even though Levi and Shimon were alive together, because Sarah remains Usher to Levi from the original Isser Esh Asach of Reuben. The 15th and final case is Kalasai. Reuben and Shimon are two brothers. Reuben's son Yitzchak married Sarah. Yitzchak then dies and Shimon marries Sarah. If Shimon then dies without leaving any children, Reuben cannot be Miyam Sarah because she is Kalosa, his former daughter-in-law, who remains in Everton even after his son died. Mishnah continues, Hare Elu Paitris Terasein, Vitzaris Terasein, Menachalitim Neibim, Atzei Fa'ilam. The Mishnah first proceeds to describe the scenario of exempting Terasein, their co-wives from Chalitim Neibim. Kitzad, Paitris Terasein, in the case where there are only two brothers, Shimon married Reuben's daughter Sarah. Shimon also has another wife, Rivka, who is not related to Reuben. When Shimon dies, Sarah, the Yavama, potentially falls to her father for Yibim, but is pater because she is an erva of Bitei to her father Reuben, the Yavam. Therefore, the Tsara, Rivka, is also pater, even though she is not a neighbor to Reuben. As the Gemara in Daf Gimel teaches, we derive from a pasuk that wherever one wife is an erva to the Yavam, all other wives, Tsaras Erva, are also pater. However, this is only where there are but two brothers, Shimon the Baal and Reuben the Yavam, to whom one of the Yavamis is an erva. But if there is a third brother, Levi, to whom both Yavamis are not an erva, they are bound to him for Yibim. The Mishnah then goes on to explain the scenario of Tsaras Teresan, the co-wives of their co-wives. The Tsaras Rivka married the third brother Levi, who is the second Yavam, as required, and he has another unrelated wife Rachel. When Levi dies, both of his wives fall for Yibim to Reuben. Even though neither one is an original erva to Reuben, they're both pater. Why? Because Rivka is an erva to Reuben the Yavam, since she had once before fallen to him for Yibim from Shimon. And since at that time they were pater from Yibim, because she was a Tsaras Bitoy, she became an erva of Eishas Ach Shalei B'Makim Mitzvah, which remains forever. Therefore, when she now falls to Reuben for Yibim from the third brother Levi, she is an erva of Eishas Ach, who exempts herself and her Tsar Rachel from Yibim. The Mishnah continues, the kulon emesu emianu oynis garshu oishenimtz islandis tsarasei mutaris. This essentially means that the ptur of tsaras erva is only when the erva and the tsaras erva were both wives of the baal at the time of misa, when the mitzvah of yibim takes effect. And since the erva is pater, the tsaras erva is also pater. However, if the erva was no longer the wife of the baal at the time of death, she is not included in the mitzvah of yibim, and the other wife cannot be considered a tsaras erva if the erva was not in the marriage at that time. Therefore, the Tzara may, and actually must, have Yibum or Chalitza with the Yavam. Mishnah concludes, anyone of the Arayas who was a Ketana, a minor, who could have performed Miyun, but did not do so, her Tzara must perform Chalitza, but may not perform Yibum. As Rashi explains, the marriage of the Erva to the Baal was only a Kiddushin Drabbanan, while the marriage of the Tzara to the Baal was a Kiddushin Deraisa. Therefore, the Tzara must perform Chalitza because Midai Raisa, she is not a Tzara's Erva, and therefore Mechuyiv B'Yibim. However, she may not perform Yibim because Midrabbanan, she is a Tzara's Erva, and Pater M'Yibim.